Blog Talk Radio.
For being here with your hostess, Miss Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 22. And I hope that your year is going well thus far, and you are experiencing truly the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I am excited and elated, as well as honored, that you have joined me today here on the Heavenly Host broadcast from the Lord our Sabbath. And this is actually a rebroadcast because I recorded this yesterday, but for some reason the audio did not come through. It was not processed. So I'm here today on the Heavenly Host broadcast to just minister the new calendar, agricultural calendar alignment for the month of Abid. Nisan, and I'm excited to share and minister the alignment. I'm always excited to minister the alignment after I post it and to share more insight and revelation that the Lord has given me to share with you. And I am so elated to do that here on the Heavenly Host broadcast. And since yesterday, and coming to you today on the Heavenly Host broadcast, He gave me an additional scripture. And the word of the Lord that is so befitting the first month of the new agricultural calendar. And I'm so excited about that because Nisan begins the spring season. Hallelujah. And it is the first month of the first quarter of the next 3 months in the new calendar. And I am excited about that. And each month has what the Lord has purposed and what the Lord has said and scribed by way of his servants in whom he spoke to at that time. And I'm really excited and elated and honored to declare and celebrate Moses, who was at the time the servant the Lord used to speak to the children of Israel and speaking to them in the book of Exodus in their leaving bondage, who the Lord used to help redeem them from the hand of the enemy. So I'm excited to declare a lot of the scriptures that the Lord has given me from the book of Exodus, as well as other scriptures for this alignment. And I want to just get straight into the Exodus 23, the 12th through the 30th verse. And this is a scripture that I wanted to share with you on the Heavenly Host broadcast, seeing that it's the seventh day. And it's so aligned with what God is saying. And before I get into the scripture, I just want to say this about the agricultural calendar. Because one of the reasons why the Lord gave this to me and why I the Lord gave it to me and shared, wanted me to share with you is to show you that you can be aligned. You can get aligned at any time. And that is first and foremost by repenting of your sins, by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Being redeemed and reconciled to him, to Father God, by way of the cross, by way of the blood of Jesus, by asking forgiveness, receiving forgiveness, by way of repentance and confession and forsaking your sins, by way of baptism, and also by way of learning the Word of God, understanding his calendar, his times and his seasons, understanding your times, your seasons, and you can do that. You can literally chart your course, like really, literally chart your course. And I have come into this understanding years ago by way of the constellations. And I'm a person that I need to pinpoint it. I need to be able to do the math on it. I want to be able to count it up, count it down, and know exactly what he's saying. And he does that. God leaves nothing to the imagination. He's freely given us the kingdom. It's his pleasure to give us the kingdom. He wants us to know what he's saying. We may have to wait to the fullest of time and wait for his timing, but the answer is always yes and amen. And anything other than yes is just a pause. It's just not his will. And so with that, I'm excited to minister this alignment in the first agricultural calendar month, and I'm so excited to do that. So I'm going to be reading from the Amplified, because when the Lord gave me this this morning to include with the alignment, he was reminding me what and why he gave the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord in the Old Testament and New Testament, and that it's always for instruction, always for instruction. And instruction is meant to be followed and followed through. It is also meant to be obeyed, because that's how we have peace. That's how we have fulfillment. That's how we stay in joy and peace and stay in the will of God. But starting at the 12th verse from Exodus, the 23rd chapter, it says, 6 days each week you shall do your work, but on the seventh day, you shall stop working so that your ox and your donkey may settle down and rest. And the son of your female servant as well as your stranger may be refreshed. Hallelujah. And that is the purpose of the Lord coming and giving his life for us, is so that we can have rest from our sins, rest from our labors. And the thing that I love about the fulfillment of everything that God has said in the Old Testament has been fulfilled in the New Testament by Jesus Christ. And so this is what he was saying in the Old Testament and what the Lord gave Moses to speak to the children of Israel so they could be what? Refreshed. Verse 13, he says, now concerning everything which I have said to you, be on guard. Do not mention the name of other gods, other gods. Let me go into my notes here so I can stay on track. Now, concerning everything which I have said to you, be on guard. Do not mention the name of other gods, either in a blessing or in a curse. Do not let such speech be heard coming from your mouth. So in the Old Testament, we see God was speaking to the children of Israel about how we were to be blessed, how we were to serve him. Israel was supposed to serve him and making sure they had the rest they needed, and so how they could please God. And one of those was by not mentioning or blessing or cursing other gods. He said, let not such speech come from your mouth, which is actually the theme of this month, correct talking. And again, the word of God is also for rebuke and reproof. And sometimes the truth can be harsh, but it's needed. And God always was one who used his servants who knew how to declare the word of God, either in blessing you or cursing you if you were in disobedience to God's word, and which is meaning more or less putting your soul in danger of being separated from God, which is something we don't want. We don't want to be separated from God. Now, reading from the Amplified Bible, the 14th verse declares three national feasts. And verse 14 says, three times a year you shall celebrate a feast dedicated to me. You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread as I've commanded you, at the appointed time in a month of Abib. And that is what we're at now, the month of Nisan, Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt. No one shall appear before me empty-handed, but you shall bring sacrificial offering. Now, before I want to continue reading this, I'm going to go to my notes quickly and share what the Lord has given me. For the 14th verse, it was saying that this is now fulfilled in me by way of the Lord's Supper. And he said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me, which is partake of the body and the blood of Jesus, and which is something he did with the disciples. And so in the Old Testament, it says three national feasts, but as Jesus said, as often as you do this by eating of my bread, because he's now the sure bread, the bread of life. He said, you do sure forth my death until I come. So in the New Testament, we can remember Jesus as often as we will by what he actually did by way of giving his body and shedding his blood. And so I wanted to share that because that's one of the things he was saying about in this month, in the book of Exodus and in the book of remembrance, doing those things in remembrance of him. Now, verse 16 says, also you should observe the Feast of Harvest, which is weeks, Pentecost, and first fruits, acknowledging first fruits of your labor, of what you sow in the field. And the third, the Feast of Ingathering, which means booths or tabernacles, at the end of the year when you gather in the fruit of your labors from the field. Now, he was saying to me about this is that he is Lord of the harvest. I am Lord of the harvest. All souls are mine. And that we are now, I am now, the tabernacle of God, because he's now in me by way of the Holy Spirit. And that's the thing that he was saying to me, that people need to understand, you can't run to a physical building and think that God lives there. He doesn't. He lives in you. He said, and he said he has not dwelt in tents since the days of David. So now I am the living temple of God because he dwells in me. And so he was also saying that as it relates to the harvest, that he is Lord of the harvest. And the harvest Jesus was referring to and even then it was a harvest of souls. Not just material blessings, but souls. And he said, all souls are mine. And so he was also sharing with me that truly the harvest is ripe, but there are very few laborers. That means many are ready to repent of their sins. Many want to hear from God. Many want to know God, but there's very few true laborers. There are a lot of false prophets and false teachers and false ministers, but there are very few true laborers to reap the harvest. And so that's why it's really important for you to hunger and thirst after righteousness so you may be filled. And cry out to God from your own heart, and he will answer you and show himself strong and reveal himself to you. Now I'm going to go down to verse 17, where it continues to talk about three times a year, about all your male shall appear before the Lord your God. Before the Lord your God, you shall not offer blood of any of my sacrifices with unleavened bread and the fat of my feast. It's not to be left overnight until morning. You shall bring the choice first fruits of your ground into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. And when he gave me that, he was saying he that overcometh will he give to eat the hidden manna. And that fresh manna comes from the Lord who chooses to reveal himself to and give it to. And that's the thing that I love about overcoming, because God will never reveal anything to us that we should not know, and he will not reveal anything to us unless it glorifies the Father. So I wanted to expound upon that. And he also said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we're not laboring just for the bread of money, but he said we should live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, because out of the mouth of the Lord is wisdom, is life. Jesus said, my words are life. So that's where we should be hungering and thirsting for, his righteousness, his true word. What do you say, God? And again, not just hearing what he says, but doing what he says. In order to do what he says, you have to be his. You have to embody the Holy Spirit. You have to be living a consecrated, holy life. Now, verse 19, he was saying that God wants us to give our best offering. And this is what the first month of Nisan does. This is the first month that institutes our stewardship, our privileges, and our patronages, and our alms. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But he was saying that he wants our best offering, which means it should always be fresh. And what is fresh is always first. Remember that. Whatever's fresh is always first. And he was saying that you can't give your best if sin lies at the door. And so this month is the month that sets the tone for the stage and the tone for everything that's going to happen for the rest of the year, the rest of the month. And so this first month is a foundational month. It's the month that we establish the word of the Lord in our lives. We set our intentions. We get before the Lord and hear what his instruction is to us, what he's saying to us individually, because it's personal. And we begin to move forward from that place. And so he was saying that we can't give our best if sin lies at the door. And the best example of that is Cain. Cain killed Abel because of jealousy, which is one of the things you have to really be aware of in this time. There's a spirit of jealousy that is so cruel, which is the word of God said, jealousy is cruel as a grave, because people who have counterfeited the word of God will be jealous of your offering, will be jealous of your relationship with God, jealous of your sacrifice and your offering, because sin lies at their door. And so you have false prophets, false teachers, those who creep in unaware, trying to steal, copy the blessings of your birthright, of my birthright, because God has rejected them. And you have to be aware of that. And so he was saying that in order to give our first and our best, it has to be fresh. God wants our offerings to come from a pure place, plain and simple. We can't give God something that's been manufactured by good works. He knows our heart. He knows the intention. Again, the cattle on Thousand Hill belong to God. And whatever we do in word and deed, we do it as unto God. Now, verse 20, it talks about the conquest of the land. He says, behold, I'm going to send an angel before you to keep and guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. And this is the ultimate goal of any day, any month, any season, any year, is getting to the place of fulfillment. And that's why I'm so excited about the angelic host, the heavenly host, celestial harpies, the angels that we have that he sends to assist us in guarding us and protecting us in anything that we do, whether it's just sitting down watching TV, whether it's sleeping. He said he'll keep us in all our ways, lest we dash our foot against the stone. And again, he said to keep and to guard you on the way to bring you to the place I have prepared. And that's exactly what Jesus said in the New Testament. He said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. This is what he said to the disciples to comfort them and to promise them that when he goes, he'll come back. And that is in the New Testament. So this is, again, fulfillment of what Jesus said in the New Testament about his Father's house. Hallelujah. Verse 21, he says, be on guard before him. Listen and obey his voice. Be not rebellious toward him or provoke him. So the thing we should be doing is pleasing God, not provoking him to anger. Not handling the word of God deceitfully. Operating out of the old nature, being carnal, being fleshly. Because in being rebellious and provoking God, he will disown you. He will chastise you. And the word of God says the grace of God will not strive with man always. So we want to please God, not provoke him. And he says in the next verse, for he will not pardon your transgressions since my name, authority, is in him. In verse 22, he says, but if you will indeed listen to and truly obey his voice and do everything that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies. Hallelujah. And an adversary to your adversaries. Glory be to God. And that's the promise of God, is that not only would he go away to prepare a place for us, where he may be also. He said, my Father's house has many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. But he also will fight our battles. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that I love about the Lord's army and his resurrected power, being a resurrected king, is that he fights for me. He will fight for you. Hallelujah. The battle is the Lord, because he's the one that redeemed us from sin. And so all you have to do is just surrender and release and cast your cares upon him and walk in your authority. And bind and loose. Use the keys he gave you. Behold, I give you power to bind and to loose. Whatsoever you bind on earth, we loose. Bound in heaven, whatsoever you loose on earth, we loose in heaven. So this is his promise, then and now. Hallelujah. So then he was saying about his authority in this verse as well, is hearing his voice. And then verse 22, it says, But if you will indeed listen to and truly obey his voice and do everything that I say, then will I be an enemy to your enemies and your adversaries to your adversaries. And verse 23 says, when my angel goes before you and brings you to the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, I will reject them and completely destroy them. So that's God's promise in saying, I've already gone before you to make the crooked way straight, river just move. I know your enemies. I know those who are against you. The word of God says the right hand of God should reveal all our enemies. He knows who's in the shadows. You know, he knows who's spying on you. He knows. And so the blessing is him bringing us to the land that he promised our forefathers, the land that he promised you. And again, that's based on the newness of life, based on the new earth, the new heaven, new earth. And I'm going to go down to verse 24 because this is what he says, you shall not bow down to worship their gods or serve them. And God was adamant about that, and so was Jesus adamant about not the children of God, the sheep of his pasture, following strange gods and worshiping strange gods, bowing down to them and serving them. Because God said, again, I'm a jealous God. You are mine. You're the sheep of my pasture. I created you. And he knows that being bewitched and deceived or taking deals from false gods and idol gods and evil gods, they will turn your heart from him. And so that's why it's important to understand how temptation works, how the enemy uses temptation, your desires, the things of the earth to lure you and attract you. And a lot of times that's out of our desperation. Sometimes we compromise ourselves, which we shouldn't do. But that's even more reason to trust God and hold fast your conviction and not be hasty to get rich. Because the word of God says, what should it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So we want to make sure that in order to continue to communicate with God and fellowship with God in his word, in fellowship, to continue to not just hear his voice, to get a word, because you're desperate and you're anxious and you're going through something, but to have a relationship with him, a communion with him that flows. And regardless of what you're going through, knowing that he's there. He's there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. So the thing he was saying being in the land and that he's going to give you is not to do anything in accordance with their practices. He said you should completely overthrow them and break down their sacred pillars and images and pagan worship. I have 15 minutes left, so I'm going to wrap this up and go straight to I'm going to read the last part of this where he says that he will fight for us. He will fight for us. And the promise of God again are on condition if we obey. And so I pray that as we move into the new year, the new month, the new calendar, that you will seek the Lord with your whole heart. And he said, if you seek me with your whole heart, you shall find me. And all my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. Now I'm going to go straight to the alignment. And I already posted it, but I just want to share some highlights that I shared yesterday and what the Lord was saying about this alignment. And one of the things that he was highlighting in the alignment was making sure that we keep our testimony and allow him to establish a testimony with us. But the other thing that he was saying was, again, that we are the light of the world, a lamp that's set on a hill that cannot be hid, and to make sure that we keep our light shining brightly, our candlesticks burning, And then to keep out our candlesticks burning, it's going to take our the fire of God, the passion of God, our obedience. Now, another thing that I was really excited about yesterday when I was ministering this was the pageantry, that this is the month that starts the pageantry of the new adornment, which means mantles, elevation, promotion, adornment, which comes by what? Overcoming and passing our tests. And when we pass our tests, we overcome, we grow in grace by the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We go from faith to faith and from strength to strength in the express image of the Lord. That's important to know. In his image, in his likeness, in his strength. Now, another thing that I was really excited about this alignment as well is that this is the season that celebrates our personal holy convocation. Hallelujah. And again, our convocations are personal. This is the start of our new stewardship. This is the start where the Lord will begin to give us account in the book of life, in the book of remembrance of what he gave us, what we did with it, and what he gave us, the assignment that he given us, how we use the word of God. We will be held accountable for those things. And I want to give you Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 1st through the 18th verse, because Jesus, again, declared as his disciples and the sheep of his pasture how we were to and are to do our alms. And that's not before men, but before God. Because as he says in verse 1, the hypocrite does their deeds and their alms before men to be seen of men. They want praise of man. They do anything for accolades. They're fame whores. They create drama, confusion just to get attention. And he says they have their reward already. He said, but you are not to do that. You're to do your alms in secret, that he that sees thee in secret reward thee openly. He said, and we don't let our left hand know what our right hand do it. So our alms, anything we do, should be as unto the Lord, but it should be done in secret, that he may reward us openly. And that was one of the things that I was saying yesterday about the open reward of the Lord, is that when we do our alms and our service unto the Lord, you know, people will persecute and judge and condemn the manifestation of it. And that's the beauty about keeping quiet what you do and knowing how to hold the word of the Lord, how to hold the vision until he tells you to release it. Not only for a testimony that God did it and how he did it, but so that the process can be protected. And that's why Jesus said, many will persecute you and condemn you when they see how blessed you are. Because many people will feel, oh, why she's blessed, why he's blessed? Because he loves me, he favors me, I'm his favorite. because I did what I was supposed to do. I was obedient to the word. So in Matthew, he covers the whole, it covers prayer, covers our alms. He declares, even in prayer, how we're to pray, the model prayer, which is the Lord's prayer, not some second source of prayer you've been taught by man, on how to get into rams and open up rams you're not supposed to be in, to get something you're not supposed to have, or to see something you're not supposed to see. He says the model prayer, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And praying in secret, he said, I will what? Again, reward thee openly. Because that's what we do as true believers, not as the hypocrite. Now, Nisan, again, is the month of remembrance of the day of us coming from death to life. And that's what the book of Exodus is all about. Their deliverance, redemption, And we celebrate, I celebrate the newness of life, my new life in Christ by way of baptism. And that's by, well, water baptism, spiritual baptism, and by the washing of the word that he speaks to us daily. From dying to the old nature and giving us the blessed assurance of eternal rest, eternal life, by forgiveness of sin. And because of that, we now have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, I also gave you Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, that speaks of the holy convocations. You can read that in your own time. I also wanted to expound on, again, the agricultural calendar. Because, again, the agricultural calendar gives us the times and seasons of God, the latter rain. And the thing that Abiat Nisan means is to be tender or green. A young ear or a ear of grain. It also means their flight, which means a way of escape, deliverance. And this is a great time of deliverance that the Lord is delivering his people in miraculous ways. And so that's why it's important to stay in the spirit and walk in the spirit and protect your gates, your 12 gates, your 12 houses, and protect your divine plumb line, which is the Zod, which means ladder or steps. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit said he'll lead and guide us into all truth. And you can't know the Holy Spirit and can't follow him if you don't have his spirit, if you don't know him as the true Christ. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Now, I also gave you the book of Genesis that talks about the constellations in the Mezerah of God, which is now represented by Aries, the ram. And we see the ram as the lamb. It represents the Lamb of God, which is who Jesus is. He was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world for our sins. And the ram is a foreshadowing of Jesus, of who was to come, who came and now is resurrected. Now, in closing, I want to share with you the tribe that's celebrated this month, which is the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. And Judah means praise. Judah is the tribe of kings. Hallelujah. And I love that because in the first month of the new year, what better way to enter into the new calendar? What better way to break forth is to give praises? And that's exactly what was said in the book of Judges when the children of Israel were faced with the battle. And they sought the Lord on what to do and how they were to proceed. And God said, send Judah first. Judah shall go up first. So in the tribes that I share with you every month, every 21 days, is representative of what God is saying also in the constellation. They all work together. And the constellations were birthed from the 12 tribes of Israel. And remember, you can adopt any attribute of the constellation that they are. And that's what I love about the spirit of adoption. I'm not born in the month of Aries, but I can adopt, and God will give me and quicken me with the spirit of Judah. And those attributes are given to us by the Spirit. And I love that. I so love that. Just like the gifts of the Spirit. You know, I don't have to be a missionary to do missionary work. So it's, again, by the Spirit, it's by his grace that we are quickened. And so I love the fact that the Lord gave me this for the first month. Now, what he was saying to me was remembering that we are to continue to pray and seek his face in earnest. and to continue to show forth the praises of him that sent us. And I'm going to leave you with verse 22 from Exodus. It's the thing that God was saying and giving me Exodus, the 23rd chapter, was fulfillment. Was it fulfillment of a day, fulfillment of a season? He said, what we want, what you should desire, is completion and maturity. And again, he said that he will give us the land. And he said, by little, will he drive out the enemy before us. So deliverance comes in stages. And that's why it's really dangerous to try to get ahead of God and try to force something to happen outside of God's will, outside of your season and your timing, because God is working something in you. God sees what we can't see. And if you truly want God's will, you won't have a problem with waiting on this time and this season. And the beauty about the resting in the Lord and letting the Lord do it is because he did it already. Hallelujah. He did it already. And so the thing that I want you to be aware of if you are born again is to make sure that you don't fall away. Because, again, this is a great falling away. And as you read Exodus the 23rd chapter, you'll see that. In this prophetic time in our history, there was a great falling away because they didn't obey the voice of the Lord. They went and served other gods. They created the golden calf. And the word of God says in the New Testament, the Lord will not come except there be a great falling away because they kept not their first estate. They kept not their first love. And that's the thing that he was saying, that it's not going to be by might, not by power, but it be by my spirit, says the Lord. And I tell you, the Lord of hosts will go before us. He's already gone before us to make the crooked way straight, the rough edges smooth, to make easy and successful our way. That's my declaration. Lord, go before me. He's cleared the bridal path. And anything that comes and gets in our way, he will simply move it. I will move it. By declaring the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I tell you, I'm so glad I came back on today to do this rebroadcast. And I pray and hope that it will process this time. I thank you so much for just being here and receiving the word of the Lord. And I bless you in your first month of the new constellation, the new month in the agricultural calendar. And know, as the word of God says, be not deceived. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that must he also reap. And so the thing is to fear God, keep his commandments, love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbors yourself. That's all we have to do. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. And I tell you, love is always the order of the day. And when you know how to love and you choose to love, it's powerful, and it's the greatest weapon there is. So with that, I bid you peace, blessing, and much love. Thank you so much for being here with your hostess, Lisa Marie. And until next time, may the Lord keep you and he bless you. I hope you can be soon. Take care.